Usually when we talk about like a medical diagnosis, there's this expectation of absolute precision.
Right, yeah, like it's totally cut and dry.
Exactly. It feels like traditional engineering, you know. You break your arm, the X-ray shows that jagged white line on the dark film, and the doctor just points at it and says, "There it is. That's the problem."
Yeah, it's a very comforting binary. It's either broken or it's not broken. I mean, we inherently prefer systems where the mechanics are visible, right? Where a cause leads directly and, well, obviously to an effect.
But then you step into the world of artificial intelligence and machine learning, and suddenly that X-ray machine is fundamentally broken. We're looking at a diagnostic landscape that is entirely
Oh,
murky.
completely. It's totally opaque.
And that murkiness is exactly what we're unpacking in today's deep dive. We've got a really fascinating stack of sources to go through today.
We really do.
Yeah, including a transcript from a specialized ethics lecture on AI explainability, along with this conceptual framework document detailing modern ethical dilemmas.
Which is heavy stuff, but so important.
It is. And our mission today is to use these sources to basically shortcut your path to understanding what might be the most critical collision of our time. I'm talking about the crash point between cutting-edge digital technology and age-old human philosophy.
Yeah, because the material really forces us to reevaluate the foundational ways we think about right, wrong, and honestly, the machines we're currently building to make decisions for us.
Okay, so let's unpack this. I want you to picture a scenario drawn right from the core of our sources. It's a Tuesday afternoon. A driverless Tesla, operating entirely on autopilot, is cruising down a city street.
Okay, setting the scene.
Right, and suddenly it swerves, jumps the curb, and completely smashes through the massive glass window of a corner grocery store.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, glasses everywhere, alarms are blaring. Now, thankfully, nobody is hurt, but a police officer pulls up to the scene, surveys the damage, pulls out their citation pad, and just pauses.
Because who do you ticket?
Exactly. The immediate, very human question is, who gets a traffic ticket? Like, whose wrists are going in the handcuffs if someone needs to be arrested?
Well, what's fascinating here is that the physical crash, the shattered glass and the crumpled bumper, it represents a massive, almost insurmountable philosophical collision.
Insurmountable how?
So the source material frames this perfectly by breaking down our ethical reality into three distinct layers. First, you have the lived human experience. In this scenario, it's the visceral shock of the crash, right? The property damage, the anger of the store owner.
Right, it's that gut human reaction of, like, someone has to pay for this. We have an innate need to assign consequence to an action.
Exactly,
Yeah.
which forces us to look at the second layer, which is the technical definition of the algorithm itself. I mean, how do you translate a human concept like safety or responsibility into binary?
How do you code
Yeah,
that?
right. How do you formalize those values and encode them into a computational system? And finally, the third layer is the real-world functionality. This is the space where those encoded values either succeed brilliantly in navigating a complex world or, well, as in the case of our storefront window, break down completely.
Okay, so we have the shattered glass, and we have a very confused police officer holding a ticket pad, trying to figure out who was to blame.
Yeah, good luck to them.
Seriously.
Yeah.
But to understand why this is such a unique nightmare, the sources suggest we have to step back from the digital economy and look at how we used to handle blame in the industrial economy. Because, I mean, we've always had complicated, dangerous machines.
We have. And the framework document highlights a historical concept called the many hands problem.
The many hands problem.
Yeah. Think about a traditional car manufactured in the industrial economy. Companies like Ford or Volkswagen, they rarely build a vehicle from the ground up in one room. They rely on incredibly complex global supply chains.
Okay, let's trace that out. Say the brakes on a traditional car fail and cause a crash. Part of the braking system might have been engineered in Germany, right?
Right.
And maybe a separate hydraulic component was fabricated in Japan. Then those parts were shipped and assembled into a larger unit in Mexico, and finally installed into the chassis on an assembly line in Detroit.
Exactly.
So if those brakes fail on the highway, where does the legal and moral blame lie?
Well, finding the answer is a massive logistical headache. You have to send investigators across continents, subpoena factory records, interview hundreds of engineers. I mean, it requires a tremendous amount of money and time.
It's the classic needle in a haystack. I always think of the industrial economy like following a really complex recipe.
Oh, I like that analogy.
Yeah, so if you go to a bakery, buy a cake, take a bite, and it tastes entirely like salt,
Yeah.
something went wrong. To fix it, you have to interview the prep cook the baker, the person who sourced the ingredient.
Right, a total headache.
It's a huge headache. But eventually, if you trace the steps back far enough, you can find the exact person who accidentally swapped the sugar for the salt. You can find the culprit, fire them, and fix the recipe.
Because assigning blame in the industrial economy is a practical difficulty, but it is ultimately solvable. You can go down to that assembly line in Mexico and isolate the specific flaw in the manufacturing process.
But wait, I have to push back here. Isn't an artificial intelligence system just a vastly more complicated recipe? I mean, instead of flour and sugar, it's written in lines of code.
You would think so, yeah.
Right. So if the autonomous car crashes into the window, why can't we just freeze the system, bring in an army of software engineers, and audit the code until we find the exact line that told the car to swerve left instead of right?
Because that specific line of code simply doesn't exist anymore.
Wait, what do you mean it doesn't exist?
By the time the car hits the window, the system has rewritten its own rules. If we stick with your cake recipe analogy.
Well, let's stick with the cake.
Okay, imagine that same complex recipe, but the oven you're using is actively watching the baker's face.
That's a creepy oven.
Right. But the oven sees the baker grimace at a cake that is too sweet. So the oven secretly decides, on its own, to start converting sugar into salt while the cake bakes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. By the time you eat it, it's salty. But if you look at the original recipe on the counter, it still clearly says sugar. That is the essence of machine learning.
So the original instructions are no longer governing the final output. The machine is making, like, autonomous adjustments in the dark.
Precisely. Traditional software works on if-then statements. If the speed limit is 65, then drive 65.
Right.
But the neural networks running autonomous vehicles operate differently. They rely on these hidden layers of computation. When a driverless car leaves the factory floor, its programming isn't finished.
It's still learning.
Exactly. It is fed massive amounts of new live data every second. It processes that data and continuously reweights its own internal decision-making pathways to achieve a broad goal, like arrive safely and smoothly.
Okay, so this introduces what the sources call the accountability gap. And it's entirely unique to the digital economy.
It really is. Finding the exact source of a bad decision in a neural network isn't just a practical difficulty like finding the guy on the assembly line in Mexico. It is a theoretical impossibility.
Theoretical impossibility. That's a strong phrase.
But it's true. Even the original designers, the programmers who wrote the foundational code, they cannot look at the system after the fact and untangle exactly how the machine weighted millions of different variables in its hidden layers to arrive at the decision to turn the steering wheel at that exact millisecond.
So the AI has become a black box.
Exactly, a total black box.
Okay, let's take this out of the realm of abstract theory, because the source material provides a brilliant everyday example of how this black box actually rewrites itself on the open road.
Yes, the speeding dilemma.
Right. Let's talk about driving habits. And for you listening right now, imagine your own daily commute.
This is where the mechanics of the black box become incredibly tangible.
So imagine I buy one of these new autonomous cars. Now, I'm generally a safe driver, but let's be honest. If the speed limit on the freeway is 65 miles per hour, I'm usually cruising at 70.
Yeah, most people are.
Right. I just prefer to keep up with the flow of the left lane to avoid getting tailgated. Now, the car is equipped with sensors and is constantly monitoring my behavior when I'm in manual control.
I'm watching you.
It is. It learns that my baseline for comfort on a 65-mile-per-hour road is actually 70.
It is absorbing your human tendencies as training data, feeding them directly into its hidden layers.
Exactly. The next day, I get on the freeway, I hit 65, and I switch the car over to full autopilot. I take my hands off the wheel. The car seamlessly takes over, evaluates the road, and quietly accelerates to 70 miles per hour.
It's speeding.
It is now speeding entirely on its own. Now, we have to look at how this actually happens mechanically. The car is operating on what engineers call reward functions.
Right. The AI is constantly performing this mathematical balancing act. The car's code rewards getting to the destination efficiently and keeping the passenger comfortable.
Okay.
But it penalizes jerky movements or breaking traffic laws. But in this instance, it calculates that the penalty for breaking the speed limit is outweighed by the reward of matching the flow of traffic and keeping you, the passenger, comfortable based on your past behavior.
So it finds a mathematical optimization between my comfort and its forward progress.
Exactly.
But the friction here is wild. The programmer at the factory did not write a line of code telling the car to break the law. And I, the driver, didn't open a dashboard menu and select a setting that says exceed speed limit by 5 miles per hour.
Nope, neither of you did.
The machine just silently observed a flawed human behavior, normalized it, and integrated it into its own algorithm.
It acts as a perfect mirror, reflecting our own daily rule breaking back at us.
Which brings us to a massive issue in AI ethics, algorithmic bias and value alignment.
Value alignment, meaning how do we get the AI's values to line up with ours? Exactly. How do you align an AI's values with society's written laws when the machine's primary function is to learn from our unwritten, deeply flawed habits?
And it raises an immediate legal nightmare. If a police officer pulls that speeding autonomous car over, who pays the fine? I didn't tell it to speed. The manufacturer didn't tell it to speed.
The legal system is currently struggling to answer that exact question. I mean, the sources point to a very stark reality check regarding how governments are viewing this accountability gap.
Yeah, they had that quote from the DOT.
Right. There's a quote from a U.S. Department of Transportation report. They were investigating a fatal accident involving a Tesla on autopilot in Florida where the car collided with a truck.
Okay.
The report states, and this is crucial to understand, it basically says, quote, autonomous vehicles behave in ways that are not necessarily the result of preset settings, but rather of technical decision making. Therefore, the programmers cannot foresee how the vehicle will operate at any given time.
Wow. So a federal agency is looking at a fatal crash and openly admitting they cannot trace the math.
They cannot trace it.
That completely breaks how our legal system works.
It shatters it. Current tort law and liability, they rely heavily on the concept of foreseeability.
Foreseeability, like knowing what could happen.
Yeah. If you manufacture a toaster, you can foresee that faulty wiring might cause a fire, so you're liable if it does. But the Department of Transportation is officially acknowledging the black box.
They're saying it's unforeseeable.
Yes. They conclude that because the AI is making technical decisions via hidden layers that even the creators cannot predict, there is no causal connection between the human programmer and the end result.
The chain of legal blame is completely severed. The government is essentially saying that when the machine makes a decision derived from its own internal reweighting, no human can be held legally at fault.
None.
We have created actors in our society that have immense physical power, but zero legal liability. And, you know, we're moving from property damage like speeding tickets and shattered store windows to the ultimate stakes. We are talking about human life.
And this is where the philosophical divide of our sources becomes incredibly sharp. Because despite this terrifying lack of accountability, despite the black box, there is a very powerful data-driven argument for why we should embrace these unexplainable systems anyway.
And it comes down to the cold, hard statistics. Let's look at the baseline metrics for human error first. Worldwide, a human driver causes a fatal accident roughly every 60 million miles driven.
60 million.
Yeah. In the U.S., which has slightly different road conditions and infrastructure, a human causes a fatality every 94 million miles.
Those numbers represent the grim reality of human fallibility, distraction, fatigue, intoxication.
Now, compare that to the machines. According to the data provided by Tesla in the sources, their first known fatality while autopilot was activated didn't occur until just over 130 million miles driven.
That's a big jump.
130 million for the AI versus 94 million for humans. Yeah. But wait, I have to play devil's advocate here. Are we really comparing apples to apples?
What do you mean?
Well, autopilot is predominantly used on straight, well-paved highways with clear lane markings. Human drivers are racking up their miles, navigating blizzards, chaotic school zones, and like complex four-way intersections. Is it a fair comparison, or is the AI just driving on easy mode?
It is a vital nuance to point out. The environments are not perfectly identical. However, even when statisticians adjust for highway versus city driving, the macro trend remains highly compelling.
So the AI still wins out.
Yes. The trajectory of the data suggests that as the neural networks train on more miles, they do fundamentally outperform human reaction times and environmental awareness.
And this data forms the core of a massive ethical defense of the technology. The sources bring up a parallel to Geoffrey Hinton, a pioneer in artificial intelligence.
Yeah, a very prominent figure.
He essentially argued that if the technology works, if it demonstrably improves outcomes and saves lives, you don't necessarily need to be able to explain exactly how his hidden layers function.
Tesla's stance aligns perfectly with this. They are essentially saying, look at the numbers. The accountability gap is a small price to pay for the safety gained.
So they are arguing that the ultimate goal, saving thousands of lives, is what makes the technology moral. The result is all that matters.
Right.
In ethics, that approach is called consequentialism, or specifically a teleological approach.
Right.
Basically, judging an action strictly by its outcome. The ends justify the means.
Exactly.
If deploying an unexplainable black box in our highways saves thousands of lives on a societal scale, then demanding that we understand every line of code is actually unethical, because delaying the technology costs lives.
Yeah.
In their view, explainability just doesn't matter when compared to the raw number of heartbeats saved.
It is a fiercely pragmatic, logically sound position, but it is fundamentally unsatisfying to our human nature.
Why is that?
Because we don't just care about the final score at the end of the game. We care about how the game was played. And this is where the opposing philosophical framework enters the discussion. Deontology.
Right, deontology. That focuses on duties, rules, and the intrinsic moral value of actions rather than just tallying up the consequences.
Exactly. Those arguing from a deontological perspective look at that Florida crash and say, a human life was lost. And when a human life is lost, human dignity demands accountability.
Right. Someone has to answer for it.
Someone or something must be blamed or, conversely, credited. We cannot have a functioning moral society if we are enveloped in what the sources call moral uncertainty.
Meaning, we can't just throw our hands up, look at a grieving family, and say, well, the computer did it, we don't know why, let's move on.
The psychological toll of that is devastating. If a human driver falls asleep at the wheel and causes a fatal crash, there is an investigation.
There's a trial.
Right, there are answers. There is a system of justice that allows the victim's family and society at large to process the tragedy. The accountability gap strips all of that away. You're left with a body, a machine, and a profound echoing silence. It creates an existential crisis, not just a legal one.
It's deeply unsettling.
For those uncomfortable with the black box, the argument is that we must force artificial intelligence to be explainable. We must demand that the inner workings of the neural network can be translated into human reasoning,
right,
so that a causal chain can be established.
Even if it holds the tech back.
Yes. Even if, and this is the painful trade-off, even if forcing the AI to be explainable limits its capabilities, they argue we must preserve accountability, even if it means the technology develops slower and, statistically speaking, saves fewer lives in the short term.
That's a huge claim.
It is. But they argue that a society without accountability is simply not one we want to live in.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? It means that this isn't just an abstract thought experiment for a graduate ethics seminar. And it's certainly not just about Elon Musk or Silicon Valley traffic patterns. This is the blueprint of the reality you are stepping into today.
This black box architecture is already touching almost every aspect of our lives.
Think about the invisible algorithms operating around you right now. The tool that determines if you get approved for a mortgage. The software that filters your resume before a human hiring manager ever sees it. The systems optimizing the power grid in your city.
They're everywhere.
They really are. And these are increasingly operating in that exact same unexplainable space. We are rushing headlong into a world where, when something goes fundamentally wrong in your life because of a machine's decision, there may be absolutely no human being you can call, sue, or hold accountable.
It forces us to confront a very uncomfortable mirror. What do we value more as a society? Efficiency, optimization, and raw statistical survival? Or justice, understanding, and human dignity?
We desperately want both, but the mechanics of machine learning are forcing us to choose.
And to leave you with something to really mull over, let's take the tension from our source material and push it just one step further.
Okay, let's hear it.
Imagine a brand new AI medical diagnostic tool. It is entirely a black box. Its hidden layers and neural pathways are completely unexplainable even to its creators. However, rigorous statistical data proves, without a doubt, that deploying this machine in hospitals will save exactly 10,000 more lives a year than the best human doctors.
10,000 lives, yeah.
But because it is an unexplainable system, when it inevitably makes an inexplicable error that costs a patient their life, there will be absolutely no one to hold legally or morally accountable. No doctor to sue for malpractice, no hospital administrator to blame. It will leave a family with no answers, no justice, and no closure.
That is heavy.
So here is the question you have to answer. Do you deploy the machine to save the masses, accepting the moral void of the black box, or do you keep it unplugged, sacrificing those 10,000 lives just to preserve our fundamental human right to accountability?
That is the muddy water right there. It is the broken X-ray machine all over again, but the stakes literally couldn't be higher. I want to thank you for taking this deep dive with us today. Keep your eyes open and keep questioning the systems operating around you.